Where is Chaz? He said he's in Lansing.
Yeah.
I just texted him. What's he doing in Lansing?
Family. Spring break. And
he ain't in school. I mean, there's his kid.
His daughter is.
Right. What he doing?
His daughter is.
We were just seeing Chaz on Instagram. What the hell are you doing,
spring
man?
Spring break.
Yeah. Cannonball. Freak Nick's right. Back, baby. Freak Nick's back.
What the hell Chaz up to?
Spring break.
He said, stop playing with me, Lack.
He said it again.
I said, shit, okay, I'm on my way there. Stop playing with me, Lack.
So, for those.
We going. Yeah,
we going. We live, right?
Yeah. We are? That's the issue. Oh, I got it.
For those of you tuning in, for those of you tuning in, hopefully, Chaz
he's
don't tune in.
He ain't watching
live?
It.
He's not watching live.
Hell no.
So Chaz didn't let us know he couldn't make it today. So we walk in here, Dion sitting here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, what the fuck you doing here?
Said that.
Like we ain't want him here. What you doing here?
I did.
What are you doing here? Not what's up, bro? What you doing here?
What you doing
what
here?
What you doing?
I was like, what's up, Dion?
Yeah.
Why the hell are you here?
Like I was HR or something.
Yeah.
What? Look like, over the place.
What we do now?
Yeah.
God damn.
My
man.
Kids. Go in the back. Go in the back.
Sitting here eating a cream cheese bagel. Was it raisins on that bagel?
Was it blueberries?
Oh. Blueberries.
There was raisins.
There was some on that bagel.
Yeah.
That's a surprising cold mix.
The blueberries the cinnamon raisin ones are the best ones.
And the sour cream. I mean,
cream cheese.
Cream cheese on there. When it gets that sweet and savory.
Fire. Yeah, I just do butter with that. I can't do cream cheese.
I don't put cream cheese on y'all bagel.
Not with fruit.
I really like it.
Not with fruit.
Cream cheese is delicious.
That's with the butter, though.
I like it with the butter, too.
The butter, but a little crispiness. You had a raw bagel. You didn't even bake it.
You did. You didn't toast it. Nah, he didn't toast it.
A toasted bagel is a lot, though.
Come on, man.
If it's too toasted, it's a hard crunch. Right. It's hard to eat.
I don't want to eat a crouton bagel.
Bagels is a lot of work.
They are chewy off time.
Man, that's a lot of bread.
If it's too toasted, it's hard to eat.
It's essentially a loaf of bread.
Yeah. Bagels are
condensed into a donut.
I can't do raw bagel.
I can't do it raw.
Raw bagel.
Put it in the microwave. Have butter and toast.
You had a raw bagel? That was raw.
Why is this such a problem?
It's not a problem. It's just it's an observation.
Yes, I did.
That's just thick.
Cream cheese and raw bagel.
Do you eat raw bagels without the cream cheese?
No.
Oh, you sure?
I'm sure. Okay.
He's lying.
No, just I don't.
Asking. I'm just asking.
It's just a lot of bread. Yeah.
All right. Take it easy,
yo. Take it easy.
Easy.
But it's not even his fault. We all came to him like, what the hell are you doing here? Now you're like, what?
So upset.
It looked good, though. It looked like it was a good time.
It was amazing, man. Yeah.
There's a lot of cream cheese in there, too.
So much.
Man, it was thick in the middle.
It looked like an ice cream
this,
sandwich,
man.
Almost.
I'm supposed to be fasting, but my kids are watching
it.
This,
was regular cream cheese, or you had some specialty?
Was it Philly?
It was a plain.
And he ate it like a sandwich. I need to have mine split.
I
have to have it split.
Yeah.
The sandwich, that's a
Y'all
lot
are very
of
particular.
That's a lot of bread. You just said how dense it is. You're going to eat it like a sandwich.
Yeah.
A lot.
I mean, you still eat it, whether you split it or
put
it
together. That's a double bite.
That's
a double bite.
And bagels are meant to be cut in half. That's why they got the slit in there already.
Yeah, that's why you put the cream cheese in there and close it back
up. Yeah. I hate people that cut it in half and then leave it in the box. Like, nigga, if you're going to commit to it, commit, man. Stop playing with donuts and bagels.
I see people cut the donut in half.
I don't want all of it. I just want a half of it. Man, don't play with it then.
Yeah. We here. Like we already here. Like let's
commit.
Do it.
I don't want your other half.
It's just like I go to the gym, just work on my left side.
I ain't had a bagel in a while though. McDonald's selling Krispy Kreme now. I've seen.
Really?
Oh, word.
They just,
their version.
They want to kill everybody.
They just man.
They're like, we got to get everybody.
Jesus.
Do they own Krispy Kreme now, or they just
get partner up?
Yeah,
that's wild. Know. They already bad and do Krispy Kreme too?
Yeah. Or is Krispy Kreme doing that bad to where they like, we got to partner up with somebody?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Krispy Kreme everywhere now. They're in like the regular stores, Walmarts.
Oh, really?
They just see
it's
Ralph's.
Not the hot and ready's. It just.
No, it don't be as good. I got it once on the road.
It's not like McDonald's getting on anybody doing good. Yeah. They got cookies now because Miss Fields cookies. They got the tacos.
Yeah, McDonald's.
They got tacos in McDonald's?
Yeah, some cities, they got tacos.
Oh,
what?
Just like they got pizza in the Chicago one.
McDonald's wild.
They get in on everything.
I think Jack in the Box is the horror of fast food.
Oh, yeah.
They're
the sluts.
They're the sluts.
Fast food. Right. They got everything.
Man.
And I be pulling up.
Right.
High as hell. Yeah. Egg roll. Nacho cheese ice cream.
All genres of food.
They don't give a damn.
I like that little munchie pack they got, though.
Yeah.
Little taco.
I respect
I never got that low in life.
I never been that high, bro.
Like, let me get the munchies. Yeah.
But I will put some stuff together. Yeah. I'll do 2 junior bacon cheeseburgers on sourdough bread.
Oh,
no mayonnaise.
You,
throw me
wow,
an egg roll in
wow.
there with a small curly fry.
That's a box.
You know what?
That's
if you do it by yourself, it's not as bad.
That's a box.
Hey, you change the bread on there? They do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Know. Add a tomato, 30 cents, son of a
wow.
bitch.
What?
Yeah.
The fact that you know that about Heartless.
Oh, yeah. That's order. That's order. Can I get the Irvin?
Yeah.
So is Jack in the Box y'all's secret? Don't tell nobody I'm going to this restaurant spot.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would have to say
Del Taco
no.
is my secret.
No, Jack in the Box.
Because they got the turkey tacos and the
Taco
Beyond
Bell,
tacos.
Baby. Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, Taco Bell. Oh,
yeah. I am a
for cheap too.
Fucking hat, trench coat.
Yeah.
Jack in
the
Box.
2 chalupas.
Because I don't like how Jack in the Box has a survey on the back. Like, yeah. Don't let niggas know I come here. Like, I don't fuck with you. Like, don't.
Keep the receipt.
Yeah, I ain't.
Y'all want my email. Hell no.
Jack in the Box. Like, you got somebody. It's 3 in the morning when I see you.
You down bad.
Jack in the Box is you up. You know what I mean?
What if they sent y'all pictures of you in there?
I'm exposed.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. So they sent the picture back to you.
Like, yeah. I'm like, yo, come on. I got a family. Like, my wife. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Like
come
those on, parking dog. Lots, they be taking pictures of your license plates when you drive. Yeah. Taking pictures of your face.
I'd be like, Jack in the Box. Like, I'll be looking at Wendy's like, let me explain.
But
this bitch,
Jack,
I don't love her.
Jack in the Box, you can live healthy there. Because the chicken fajita pizza is pretty solid.
I don't believe in health when it comes to fast food.
I mean, I heard the tacos isn't real meat.
It's not. It's soy.
Soy.
Yeah,
the tacos are
but they deep fried and greasy as hell, so it ain't healthy at all.
Yeah. They use shortening. I think Jack in the Box still use shortening.
They probably do.
Crazy.
They got a can in the back.
Crisco.
I wouldn't trust anything that's vegan or beyond or impossible at fast food restaurants. I'm sure
I don't trust
same,
nothing at fast food
same grease. I'm not sure he's the same grease and everything. Yeah. You try to be vegan or anything.
Oh, you mean for their
for
yeah, yeah. As a vegan, yeah,
yeah
I wouldn't
not,
trust
they're
it.
Not changing out the grease for
no.
Yeah.
It's on the same skillet the grill.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Getting that meat residue all up in it.
Oh, no diddy. I can't believe that's a thing.
I hate no diddy.
I can't believe
man.
That's a
I
thing.
Love no diddy.
Like, I'm like,
no
come
diddy.
On, bro. No
oh,
diddy.
People just forcing it in the comments.
Like,
no diddy. No diddy. No diddy.
That's not
no
a
diddy.
Damn it, dude.
They're just excited to have something new.
Yeah. Like, I don't think it's going to last.
I hope it does.
I really hate that. Would you want his career? Not like that. Listen, like having a great career for 30 years and then your last bit of your life is that. Or would you want to have a shitty career? And in your last bit of your life,
you famous.
You blew up.
Give me the Diddy. Give me the Cosby. Give me the Diddy, bro.
I'm taking the shitty. I'm taking the blow up.
Give me that.
Because
at the end, I'm going to be out there on the street, too. Like, it's over, man. Like, I won already.
Give me the shitty career.
Give me the
shit, bro.
Your whole career. Who the fuck? You a custodian.
Struggling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't want to end my career. People saying no, Craig.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh,
it
damn,
takes
I'm
everything
no Craig
else.
Now.
God, you're done.
Because what we do, that's about how I go anyway.
Right, I'm used to this. What's a couple
no,
of
no.
years?
Y'all don't have a shitty career. I'm
what's
talking like
years?
At the beginning, it'd be struggle
I'm
city.
I'm talking and... like you a mascot at Disneyland and kids are kicking your shins.
Oh, we doing shitty jobs.
Yes,
are
you? Doing... Your life is not shitty, man.
Oh yeah, yeah, I'll do that. I'll get my revenge at the end.
I thought you meant we had a shitty career within the career we.
Right. No, I'm talking about your life is like, I hate my life. You get home, your wife is like, what are you doing here? You like,
oh, damn.
Here's your top ramen. You like, why? I can't have what y'all eating?
You working at home.
Like, oh, they eat a separate meal while they're giving us the ramen? Oh, God damn. She's diabolical. Why are we taking this?
Yeah.
It's men.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, you got that look. I want you to be in my movie. You
how
like,
old?
Word?
How, old,
now you
how
like,
old am I at the time?
What's the age?
Let's just say 50.
Oh, give me yeah. We ain't far
from
that.
And now you got a career like Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Give me the shit. Yeah.
Was doing
at
the very
I'll pop at 50. That's fine.
He had a little young thing.
That's fine.
Yeah, it was his niece or something, but he had a little young thing.
Watch out.
It was his girlfriend's niece or something like
that.
Like,
something
it, was something weird.
It was the Woody Allen-ish kind
of. Well, she was 20-something. Woody Allen's career is 17.
Oh, Woody Allen was disgusting.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
Yeah.
Ruined.
I'm not, because this Diddy mess is
house raided.
I want nothing to.
Hey, I would have ran too.
Of course, I'm running.
Oh, he really ran?
I don't know. They didn't catch him.
Well, yeah, how do you know he was there?
No, he's in Miami or something like that. They got Miami. He was never on that plane. The one that they said was going, he was never on that plane.
Oh.
So he just sent it as a distraction.
So he in Miami.
Yeah, I believe he's in Miami.
Okay.
That sucks, dude. But they didn't get him in Miami. They raided the Miami house.
He went to a hotel.
But are they looking for him or stuff?
Because there's no official charges on him.
Yeah,
right
there's
now.
No charges on him. So they just looking for stuff.
How did it happen when they raid your house? Usually they take somebody.
If you had somebody cuffed up in the video.
They had his kids his cuffed kids. Up.
No, it was like a
like he was hemmed up walking out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you seen the clip of the kids kind of being peacefully handcuffed. Because
one of them houses is in his daughter's name.
Oh, wow.
If you Diddy's friend, what you say to him right now?
Bali, my dude.
You gonna tell him Bali?
Bali.
What are you texting right now?
I'm not texting shit.
No.
You want no presents?
I ain't texting shit. I'm like, talking text, person only.
I'm gonna just text the eyeballs. The eyeball emojis. That's it.
Yeah, because it's Rico time right now.
Yeah, they don't say nothing else. I'm gonna be like, eyeballs. Nigga.
Nope.
They connecting anybody to it.
The eyeball emojis.
That makes you suspicious. As in, like, hey, they called
no, because that just, can mean what's going on.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Because I know you're going to be overwhelmed, so I'm going to just be like, yeah, I see what's happening.
All right,
if
like,
you want to talk, are we good? Can. That eyes can mean, are we good?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it's exactly. Too many people exactly saying the same thing about them,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too many people.
I've never seen them raid someone's house and not just take anybody. When they raided Young Thug's house, he was gone.
Mm. Yeah. It was sucks. They called the helicopter and said, hey, y'all ready? We about to raid the house. I need y'all to get all this just in case we see them run away from different areas.
Damn. Who be leaking it?
Because they always know.
They always mm-hmm. know. The press is always there. They're set up, cameras,
yeah,
lights.
They beat the cops there.
Yeah, who be leaking this stuff? Yeah.
Right.
There's always some cop.
Hey, y'all if they prepared. Pay you, I'll be like, hey, man, we about to raid Diddy at such and such time. Mm.
Be there.
And they break
square.
Them off with the bread.
Be prepared.
Cops gonna get this extra money.
TMZ. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dispatch, some lady at dispatch.
Yeah.
Girl, they going to Diddy's house.
You think if I work for them, I'm not doing that?
Oh, you have to.
Because it ain't illegal.
Man, I'm like, yo, man, we raiding such and such.
I think it is.
You know what it is.
I don't think that's illegal because it's coming to the public anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think somehow what they did with Kobe's pictures was definitely illegal.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And horrible.
I feel like it'd be illegal if you are a cop. You can't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, leaking information.
News. Yeah.
Ask my mama.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. You got the inside.
I'm actually mama.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got the
I'm like,
inside
someone had to leak it to Diddy, too. If he wasn't at none of his houses.
Yeah. Right.
You just not the at same your mansion.
I'm sure they
the same cop.
The lawyers
got on the phone with TMZ. Yeah. They're going to raid you.
He doubled the money up.
Yeah, you're going to double up.
Smart.
A lot of that.
But Diddy cheat, man. He don't be paying niggas. I'm still mad about Shine and you niggas saying that's a good ass deal for 20 years.
That was them.
Bullshit, man. I'm like, hey,
that was Chaz, Craig, and Keon. Me and you was like,
no, I was in between. I didn't commit. I didn't commit anywhere.
Hell no.
I said, I'm taking my talents to, I don't know yet.
I don't know yet. Years.
Man, that was good money back then.
That wasn't good money
Doctors
back then.
Doctors making that. He's getting doctor salary.
Hell no.
At least the anesthesiologist
did it cheat all that money.
Career ruined, man.
Done.
I want to know who was on the flight to Antigua.
That was his plane?
Is that where the plane was?
Yeah.
The little black joint?
He sent the little. Should. He probably sent the empty plane there. Y'all can go there and be dragged.
Yeah, Delby's in there.
Yeah.
Like, we got you now, dude.
Just manning. Sitting up in there like, damn it.
Damn it. He
pointed
us again.
He in Miami.
Yeah, bro. We do have a hung.
Diddy, man.
Y'all think y'all can be bought? Like if he was like let's switch the genre. Like if he was like a referee or something, and they was like, listen, I really need the Cavaliers to win this game. You understand what I'm saying?
No, because once you go down that path, then it's like, I don't want that on me. As far as somebody being like, well, he did it once. Do it again. Mm-hmm. And then now you're in a position of, well, if you don't do it, I'm telling. You know what I mean? I don't like people having shit on me.
Once
like
that stigma's on you, you're not good for any job.
Yeah.
You're done.
Well, it depends on how much they paying.
You're done.
Yeah, I go down to Belize.
Don't call.
Live it up. If they pay me.
No, Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
My kids are just watching.
We're done.
Don't call.
Just to throw a game, you ain't taking that money.
I'm not taking the money.
Call a couple of fouls.
They're like, $20 million. I need you to throw this game.
Nah.
$50 million. Need you to throw this game.
Listen.
foul. Not foul. He got the foul. He on the bench.
If I love the job, no. But if I was like, I want out already, I'll take the $50 million.
All these players just complaining retire. All the time.
Especially being an athlete and how important it is. Like, when we're out there on the court or whatever we're doing, I'd be like, I can't do these to these guys.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They care.
How do you not have favorite players as a referee?
I'm sure they do.
You like, I got you.
Absolutely.
You can see sometimes they can't control themselves. They're like, oh!
Yeah. They be doing that.
You see that one ref? He put his hand in.
They be doing that for sure.
Yeah.
Good shit, nigga.
Yeah. But players be fans of other players, too, though. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a thing. Like, when I'm watching March Madness right now, I'm just, you know, so many people do social media and shit, and I'm like, everybody had a teammate that, even though they was your boy, they still, like, I had a teammate. I would become a fan of his mid-game because he would do some shit and I'd be like, you see this shit? And I'm like, this nigga on my team, this is my roommate. But I'm still like amazed. Yeah. Like, this shit is incredible.
Seeing your boy get crossed over, like, oh!
Yeah.
You would be like, no!
That's probably harder than is not getting excited when you see something happen on another team. Yeah. Like, my boy got dunked on one time. I mean, bad. Yeah. Like, bad. Yeah, we all had to sit there just like... And I helped him up because the dude came down the line. This is... Up close, you can't, probably on TV stuff, you can't see it, but sometimes there's things said and you see.
Yeah.
So, bro was coming down the middle. I seen him coming.
Yeah.
And I said, look out.
Yeah, yeah.
And my boy turned and saw him, but it was too late. But his face,
yeah,
because like it was over. So he turned and he goes,
no. No.
Knee in the chest. I mean, wow. And I just helped him up and I was just like,
no. Leave me alone.
Like, yeah, you just can't.
I'll get up myself.
Yeah, I helped him up. He got up. I was like,
hey, it's worse than
what you gonna do, man. Like,
yeah, especially by the person who dunked on you. Yeah. I got you, bro.
And the dude that dunked on him wasn't even a hooper like that. He was actually a football star.
Oh, that's even worse.
And he had a scholarship to somewhere else to play wide receiver.
Big nigga. I just do this for fun.
Yeah. And I was just like, <"Hot>
this is a hobby.
The grid eye.
And you just be like, well, you know.
I used to hate playing with football players basketball, bro. They would be just so rough.
That's so rough.
Like big baby size.
Right.
But even the just running, they're running coordinated. Yeah, they're just.
They're aggressive.
Like, people be like, football players are the best athletes. I'm like, no, they're not. Mm-hmm. Like, when you throw them to other stuff, they be goofy a lot of the time.
So who would be considered the best athletes?
From what I've seen, from who can transition to anything, I don't know. I think it
depends. I would definitely say football.
Football?
Yeah. It's a lot of endurance. It's a lot of banging. You know, they fall on the ground, they bounce back up.
I know, but have you ever seen them shoot a ball? Yeah. Like, that's, I mean, like, what athlete transitions to other sports the easiest? And that I don't know.
It might be football, because a lot of people go to college on football scholarships and end up playing other sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes they just put them out there to foul.
I can't say football.
A lot of basketball players are wide receivers or safeties. They kind of be safe.
I've hooped with too many football players to say football. They're really bad.
They usually
bad.
Use them on defense.
And they say LeBron could transition to, what, receiver?
But he's like a freak athlete. You know? Yeah. You know, he's just an athlete.
Or Draymond would be a solid-ass tight end.
But most people that go to college on a basketball scholarship don't play other sports. Mm-hmm. But football, they play other sports.
Because they can have you come in and just foul or put on one of them snug jerseys. Just foul. And low-key, I think I can't answer this question, but I can say the most underrated athletes are baseball players. Like, people think that's the hardest thing to do in sports is to hit that ball coming and have a reaction time that fast. And, the stuff that they can do, the hand-eye coordination of it all, people be like, oh, baseball's boring. Yeah.
Out of shape, though. They don't have to run to a base.
Yeah.
They be heavy as hell.
Yeah, but they can cut it really hard.
Look at Babe Ruth's body.
They asked Deion about it. Like, what was harder, baseball or football? He said, baseball by far. He said, football was easy. But baseball.
He's a freak.
Yeah, and he was a freak. And he was like, trying to hit that ball. Like,
So did Babe Ruth play defense? Like, what position was he
a pitcher.
On?
He was okay. So,
well, if you don't have to move, so if you
he threw and hit, that's all he did.
Yeah, if you were an incredible hand eye coordinating person, it's like, and I'm not gonna work out at all. I'm just really good at this.
Well, he was on coke.
Yeah,
so.
He ain't gonna ground the first third base and make it to first.
I ain't gotta run fast.
Shorts and in baseball, the shortstops probably center fielders are the best like athletes. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as just what they're
what was Griffey?
Center field. Griffey was a freak athlete.
And there's no one side. You can't be like, I only play defense.
Both? They have designated hitters.
Oh,
but they don't play. They only play offense.
Yeah.
Designated hitters.
Yeah, I think baseball's the only one that the defense is on.
Defense, you got to play defense. but you can only hit though.
So baseball is the only game that the defense scores, because you know the pitcher is technically offense because they're throwing.
Low key,
yeah,
low key. Or if he shut it down, the game over.
Right, yeah.
Or doesn't score, you mean?
Yeah, because like no it's hitter. No, it's just, it would just be really good defense. Mm-hmm. That's it. The pitcher is just really good defense. If right. nobody gets a hit, you're probably gonna win.
Yeah.
I hate those games. No hitters. I don't know how you get excited about. Yeah, nobody hit nothing all game.
Because it's like really hard to do.
Yeah. I get it. But I'm like, oh damn, another strike.
This is so rare. Mm, it's so like, rare. Ain't no hits.
I really want to know how long the Super Bowl could have went. When went to overtime, I said, oh, I was like, because there ain't gonna be no tie.
No,
like,
no,
we gonna keep going.
And they start running a long ass Super Bowl.
They start running out of commercials. They were like, let's run it again.
It's 5 a.m.
Bring some more nachos, baby.
People in the crowd sleeping.
I got to go to work in the morning.
Taylor Swift knocked out in the booth. Like, damn. Chill going.
Knocked out in the booth.
Big yeah. sleep.
Sports. I respect all the sports, though. It's hard. Sports is just hard.
Most endurance would probably be what, water polo, though.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's tough.
Yeah, water polo tough. Probably not the most mm-hmm. endurance for water polo. Yeah.
To sit there and do
how
that.
How much water is in it? Is it
they like in the Olympic pool. Pool? Yeah. Hell
so the whole time they like this?
Yes.
They're
treading water.
Yeah, it's not 3 feet.
Yes. Think about that. The whole time.
Why holding the ball yeah. up? Why mm-hmm. moving? That's.
I thought they was only feet.
No.
I thought they was touching
hell
the
hell no.
So shallow.
I thought they was just kind of bouncing around like that. I got quiet because I thought y'all about doing the ad.
I did too.
Well, no, we can't. I saw it, so. I mean, the transition would have been, you need a lot of endurance for that.
Yeah.
And the food, that's why we have Factor.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? But this episode is brought to you by Factor.
Factor
is 2-minute meals. You fuel up fast. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. I enjoy Factor a lot. Mm-hmm. It is really fast, and the vegetables be good, the meats be good, the starches be like, they just put together the meals, and it'd be really good. There's no prep, there's no mess. It's already, you don't have to cook at all. It's just there. You just heat it up. I heat mine up in the skillet. I don't use microwaves. Flexible for your schedule. You get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your delivery times anytime. Factory is a perfect solution if you're looking for fast premium options with no cooking required. Sign up and save. We've done the math. You know, I like the math. And Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is a dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. So head to factormeals.com/issues50 and use the code issues50 and you get 50% off. That's code issues50 at factormeals.com/issues50 to get 50% off. I am a fan of the old Factor.
Good old Factor, though.
Damn food.
And I'll be regular if I throw that in there.
Read the news up there. Somebody that said Draymond Green choked out Steve Kerr.
Nah. Sounds about right.
I just looked
right.
it up, and it's a thing.
Oh, that's not a real site.
Yeah.
You went to one of them fake sites.
Man, I just Googled what somebody just said, yo.
Nah.
It sounds about right.
There's no real site. There's no ESPN thing. There's no...
Yeah,
look at what is pinkvilla.com.
All right, man. All right.
Come on, bro.
Hey.
And whoever believed it.
They Nancy P. Pink Villa.
Come on.
Nancy P.
Pink
yo.
Villa.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, if he did that, he'd be
damn it, yo.
Done.
Yeah, we saw what happened with Latrell.
Yeah.
Or Eric Springwell.
Yeah, but Draymond's at the end of his career. I can see him doing that.
Nah. Choking somebody out is very personal.
Spreewell was in prime Spreewell when he did that.
Was he done after that, or he still playing?
No, he went to the Knicks.
He went to the Knicks, huh?
Yeah, and had a flourishing career.
Oh, it was when he said, my kids got to eat. He didn't take the contract.
That's when he was on the Timberwolves.
Okay. That was
and everybody was like, bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I need more than $50 million a year.
Yeah, my kids
got to
eat. People was like, that's when he kind of lost. People was like, all right, bro. Yeah. They was with him. He choked PJ and left, and everybody okay with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, New York, he had great runs. Timberwolves, when he said, I can't feed my family, everybody was like, all right.
Come on, buddy.
You're done. Take your rims back.
That
we're
was
out.
The year I got the rims.
We're done.
He was like, oh, you ruined it.
I never understood. I never liked those rims, bro.
They was the hot when it was hot.
It makes
hot,
it seem like
killing.
When you stop, you still like, look like you're going.
They was killing.
I'd be looking at them like,
Dayton,
it was a lot.
Though.
Yeah.
Dayton's from Dayton, Ohio, baby.
No,
it was clean everywhere in Dayton, baby.
Rims is a culture.
Mm-hmm.
Your birthday tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, just do it now.
Yeah.
In the chat.
Oh, Craig.
Sneaky
tell everybody happy birthday.
Be yesterday when this drop.
Tell yeah, him happy birthday right now.
Happy birthday, Craig. Craig Green.
Thank you. Appreciate yeah. that.
March 27th?
27th.
That's when you emerge.
Yeah.
What time?
Aries? Yeah, I'm Aries.
We call that Craigslist.
Oh.
I don't know
see
why.
What you did there.
I don't know. That don't make sense at all.
Yeah, yeah, we did.
I had no list.
It was the attempt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the attempt. We'll
you get Craigslist. Yeah. And you get paid for the attempt.
Yeah.
Rap punchlines that don't make sense.
I call it Craigslist. Yeah.
And one. Lil Wayne was doing that for a while. He was just saying, like, metaphor is a punchline, but they didn't go with nothing. I was just like,
here's my unpopular opinion.
Uh-oh.
The trademark Lil Wayne line everyone loves. Everybody knows
what is it?
Lasagna.
Real G's moving silence like lasagna.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The fact that he said real G's, I get the punchline, but it wasn't an analogy. Like real G's moving silence.
Like yeah. What,
so
where
the
at?
Real G's wasn't like a punchline. It should have been like real G's. Like moving silence like a Zion is the punchline.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted real G's to mean something too.
You mean real G's?
No, yeah, moving silence like lasagna.
They don't talk.
But
they
real
don't quiet.
G's.
Yeah.
It should have been.
You being nitpicky.
Yeah. What do you want?
What'd you want from it though?
Yeah.
Like
niggas don't talk. I get it.
Yeah, I understand the punchline.
So what else did you need?
But the fact real G, like the word real G's.
If you didn't use G's, then you couldn't use
I get it. It don't have to
like
be real. It could have been. You know, little G's or, you know.
Why little G's?
Why? That's worse.
Why are you punching
because
it down?
Because it's a little G. It's not a big G. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's why I wanted to double entendre.
It is, though.
But it's not a real G in lasagna. It's not like.
If you change the G, it turns into.
How much cream cheese did you
stop
have?
Stop it, man.
You being nifty.
I'm
man.
Very nifty. Because this is the punchline.
It
like,
is.
Like,
it
yes,
is.
It's great. It's a great punchline.
The G in lasagna is silent.
Yeah. I get it.
And that's how you're supposed to move.
It's
that's
the how you're G. supposed to move.
It's the real G that bothers me.
What are you talking about?
I don't understand. We're supposed to say real gangsters move in silence. Like lasagna is a G?
Somebody said, turn lax, Michael.
I don't understand.
I'm trying to understand, too.
I get it.
The beef. Yeah.
I get it, but
it's
like
a perfect
double entendre.
Yeah.
The perfect one is the latex one. I like that.
What's that one?
The latex, get that latex.
Yeah
I like that a lot.
What is
it? He said, you wear that latex, or you might get that latex. I think I'm latex. If you don't wear a condom, you don't get a text from her that says she's pregnant. So he said, wear that latex. So you don't want that latex.
Okay.
That says I'm latex.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that one.
I love that one more than the other one.
Why? Was it?
Because look, listen, Lil Wayne really
that
does.
One's just more relatable.
I know.
That's why we all been there.
Lil Wayne.
That's what it was. He said that line. Dion was like, "Ooh, praise God."
Wait, you know another line people missed that was big on Jay-Z's what was that song on the Bad Boy soundtrack when he was like, "This ain't Chris Rock, bitch. It's the Rock, bitch, and I'm the franchise like a Houston Rocket." Ooh. Yao Ming.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
shit!
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was Yao double because it's franchise. Because Stevie franchise was there.
Like,
Yao Ming. Yeah.
Yao Ming.
Yao Ming.
Just great, Jay.
Smoking that la la.
Sean.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a stretch.
Nah.
Yao Ming.
Yao Ming.
I was like, ooh. Rappers be good, man. Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yeah.
They be coming up with some shit.
Clippers.
Like the lasagna.
Hey man, you got your ass whooped with that Michael Jordan versus LeBron James, nigga. That's all I gotta say. Ryan shredded your ass.
You talking about
up.
The second?
Yes.
I won.
Nigga, yes. I got a bunch of Chicago niggas in there.
Hey, when I lost the first time, I didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't go in there and be like, nope. Give me my victory. The jury has spoken.
You was helping his case. You was like, Michael Jordan's not even my favorite bull.
It's not helping. It's not helping his case. That's my personal
bull?
Opinion. Derrick Rose. Because Derrick Rose is actually from Chicago.
Yeah. So
anybody from Chicago is going to be like, yo, we love Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about.
How much time they give you to prep for that show? You got to really do your homework for that right. shit.
They, because they hit me. They was just like, yo, we want to do another. Because they wanted me to do like Michael Jackson versus Prince. And I was like, all right. But then they came back like, the people want like a rematch. And I was just like, all right.
Yeah.
So I had some time though. I feel like it was like a month.
Okay. Yeah. Prepping and
I didn't. Take the time to really prep.
Them. Okay, yeah. It seemed like you did, though.
I just
from the clips I've seen, it seemed like y'all
went in there with minimal prep. Yeah.
Is Derrick Rose your favorite player from Chicago? Or D. Wade? Or Isaiah Thomas? Or who's your favorite player from Chicago?
Pat Bev?
No. Underdog.
It's probably Derrick Rose. Because it was just like the perfect... just it was like the dream scenario. Like, you know, we get the number one draft pick. He's actually from the south side of Chicago,
Sammy,
close to where I live. He went to the.
He went to college in Chicago too?
No,
he went to Memphis. 1 year. Yeah. Yeah. Beat UCLA in the Final Four.
Yeah. Fuck him. So it was just like, man, number one pick. He came in, he did work. Like, he was dope. And so it was just like, man, this is beautiful.
No chip back though.
But still, it was just like, yo, this is really a homegrown
talent
kid on our team, number one draft pick in the same city. So it was just like, it's magic. And he was just cool. It was just like, he was dope to see
before he got that first documentary interview. On YouTube. It's
yeah.
Like a quick little documentary.
Oh, I ain't seen it.
Yeah.
So that's why. And that probably helped my case because I was honest. Because if I had been like, Jordan is my favorite boy, I'd have been lying.
Mm-hmm.
But who's the most important bull? Okay, that's a different conversation, mm-hmm.
Jay.
But they asked me my favorite, and I was just like, well, he's not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But
I like, God,
be the best.
The face you was making, I don't know, it was probably editing. You had these faces of like damn, Ryan, look at my ass right now. Like, Ryan great with, like,
oh,
stats.
Ryan is...
He is great with stats.
Ryan's
he's a hard opponent, though.
Damn, yo.
Like, I would hire him as my attorney.
Yeah.
Ryan prepares.
Like he is a hard opponent. And I was like, damn, I got to fight him again.
Yeah.
Like, man, for you, I was just like,
Black Ron's solid on there, too.
Black Ron?
Yeah.
I don't think I seen.
Y'all caught one of his episodes. It was funny.
What is it on? What?
It's Defiant Digital.
Defiant Digital.
Uh huh. It's like a court show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, though.
Yo, F-bomb on there. It was so funny, bro.
My F-bomb?
Yeah, you said, what the fuck he's
supposed to do?
What the fuck he's supposed to do? Because he tried to nick Jordan for scoring. I'm like, that's what the fuck you supposed to do?
The objective.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, some great points. I love those debates, man. Like Ian always said, there's two different genres, two different, like... You know,
oh yeah, the eras are just different. Eras, the times, man, them we done with the '90s videos got so big that people started really debating them on like sports talk shows and all that. Which to me, it was funny and genius because you can, you know, obviously we always look at highlights, but like to pick out somebody's low lights is hilarious.
Low lights,
yeah. He was just picking out. I think he started what we done with the '80s,
yeah,
and it was '80s Jordan like Magic Bird, and then he did the '90s. And then he did 2000s, so he's showing that every era, you can go through every era and nitpick what you want to, because people act like Jordan walked on water. So his point was, no, look at these fuck-ups.
He walked on air.
He had no left hand for years. There was a lot of things he couldn't win.
He was perfect.
People look at him like a father. Like, imagine your father, and then all of a sudden, it's like, man, he's the greatest ever. I look up to him. He's my hero. And then your mom and your dad divorce, as in he retires, and your mom remarries, and all of a sudden this new dude is really good. He takes you to Disneyland. He takes you. He flies you on private. He's like, but he's not my daddy, though. And I was like, but I still believe in my daddy. He's like, but he's really good. He's like, no, he's not my daddy. My dad still exists, and people don't want to admit that. A new person could be just as good
they
or better.
Don't, they
but Jordan could have played in any era
who couldn't have
just
though.
As great. In any era,
but who couldn't?
But, that's how they try to discredit Jordan. Like he was only good because he was playing then.
Here's the hard part.
But they do that.
Here's
to
the hard part.
Though.
There's no way we can prove it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If you don't have it, if you can't prove it.
2K.
You know what I mean?
It's like if you're a great, you're just a great.
Right.
I just don't want to hear from young niggas.
Shut up. That's just it.
If you weren't old enough to fully take in Jordan, shut up.
Right. But I feel like on the flip side, people who did take in Jordan. you have a certain, like, our memories aren't what really happened a lot of times.
Right.
How we felt
right.
is what happened. Because, like, you go back and watch stuff, you be like, wait a minute, I could have swore in my mind yeah, yeah. he did, you know what I mean? And then you go back and watch, right. you be like, actually, that's yeah. not how it went down. And, right. like, that his clips made me start going back and watching stuff, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I remembered it completely different than yeah. how it really, whether good or bad.
Yeah,
like,
there were some people. His slam dunk competition is, eh.
There yeah. were some people who I thought were trash who were actually better than I thought, and then mm-hmm. some people I thought were amazing
wait, y'all
that actually
MJ
weren't as good.
Slam dunk competitions were bad.
If you watch it, he did the same dunk like five times.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I get it.
He does the same dunk like five times.
Great photos. Yeah. That's what it was.
If you watch it again, he does the same dunk several times.
I'll go rewatch.
The photo.
I'm just going by from the free throw line.
Same with
no one ever did their legs how he did his legs on that free throw jump.
And that's what it is because it just became an iconic image.
Right.
So, but when you go watch the contest itself, you'd be like, all right.
I thought his Michael Jordan symbol was the dunk contest. It was just a picture. I didn't know that. It was, you know, he just jumped.
Well, they got it from the dunk contest, though. So they have him do the, they had him do the picture again.
If you look at some George right now, he has pants on. Like, it's just
yeah.
whole time, I thought it was him from the dunk contest.
Wait, didn't he wear pants in one of them in like the 86 dunk contest?
One of them. He had the chain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The one chain, of them, the I think he did. Chain. And then, like, even Dominique, as hard and as high as he jumped, when you go back and watch it, he did the same windmill just
well, they were doing basic
times.
Ass dunks back then, anyway, yeah. kind of.
Yeah. Well, they were incredible dunks back then. Back like, then, ooh, right. we brought it down yeah. and right. back up.
At
ooh.
The time? Yeah.
At the time, yeah.
But now, you have to get more creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know, even then that was great. But then you're like, all right, they did all that already. We gotta create new. Because
even with his free throw line thing, Dr. J had already did it, but he did it regular. So Jordan was like, let me do this. And then LaVine was like, well, let me do that. You know what I mean? It just keeps.
I wonder, they were still human back then. Yeah. Like, why were these cats able to do different stuff with their bodies?
Because they've been studying it for so long.
Because they're just looking at the tape.
Yeah.
They're looking at game film.
Yeah.
And so they're just like, all right, well, let me try
And they spend all day trying. Yeah. yeah. It's just like.
They're doing East Bays in games now.
Yeah.
When you throw it through the leg, I'm like,
I heard that.
the perfect time to get quiet.
Leave the room.
And that one rip.
Just a little quick something.
Pretending to be sleeping.
Oh.
He's like, I don't want no part of that. All right, yeah.
Like, come on. He's a young man, man.
Yeah. I thought
he's a young boy, young man.
I thought it was just a couch, the leather of the couch.
And pretty soon, he might be introduced to using something that we call Manscaped.
Oh, there it is.
Manscaped for the babies?
Yeah, man, you know, I got to put it in there somehow.
They actually used it last night. I had to wash their hair.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Spring Cleaning Champions, the Spring Cleaning Champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure you groom your carpets and drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped. Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Mm. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special 10 milli.
Okay.
We're 10 milli, 10 milli. With our special offer, go to manscaped.com and use code ISSUES for 20% off plus free shipping. After using Manscaped, I can finally say that I've caught the spring fever. Introducing the season's champ, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next generation skin safe blade heads. Standard one for taking a little off the top and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. I like that. It also features dual LED spotlights to guide you through the darkest winter debris. Navigate with confidence in your delicate areas.
Mm.
Hate making a mess? Not to worry. This bad boy is waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean. In the ocean? I love this thing because it comes with a compact case. I take it with me everywhere I go. Spring cleaning doesn't just apply to neither regions. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit, plus Handyman Electric Face Shaver. When you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tools for the job. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code ISSUES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off. And free shipping with the code ISSUES at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants.
Boy,
clean it up. I'd be a damn fool not to get that deal.
Man.
Real G.
I got a question. I got a question.
It's been a while.
You gotta go.
Okay.
Solo.
We can just do it.
No, it hasn't been a while.
Questions, questions, questions.
Yeah.
With DC Irvin.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Now, this question actually came via a fan of Keon's, man. And Keon sent it to me last night. I thought it was a dope-ass question.
Wait, let me give you his name.
Yeah, I want you to shout him out. Yeah, we're going to give him a shout-out.
Yeah, shout-out.
For giving a solid question.
Give him a shout-out.
Shout-out.
Carlin Alexander Pierce.
Carlin Alexander Pierce with a pretty solid question. If you were elected president of comedy, what law would you make that, if broken, would result in real jail time?
Joke thief.
Joke thief is the one.
As in, like, stealing material.
Light runner.
Oh.
Damn, jail time?
Damn.
Jail time.
How much time they get?
Wait, what's the question?
If you were elected president of comedy,
okay,
what law would you make that, if broken, would result in real jail time?
Yeah. I'm not mad at
you. I said light runner because this guy's whole personality changes when someone runs the light.
Yeah.
Fierce. Well, you know what sucks is what if you have like a 5-minute bit and you like, yo, so I gotta tell you the story, you get the light, you're like, shit. And now you like,
cut it off or go to jail.
You be
cut
like
it off and go to jail.
Rich jail time.
Well, I mean, I'm just talking about just as comedians. Like, if you start in a bit and they be like, shit, I'm mid premise.
I've honestly before been like, man, I got time for that shit. And I'll get off. I'm like, I'm out of time. I'll tell y'all.
Truncate
it. And they be like, no, I'm like, nah.
Risk the jail. I mean, if you kill him,
yeah, I just get off.
You like,
I might risk the jail time.
Because what if it was?
That's why I asked how much time.
What if your whole bit was setting up for this punchline? He's like, ooh, this is about to be a amalgamation of all my bits.
But if you're getting a 2-minute light, you can get to that punchline in 2 minutes. You can get there.
No, I can't. What about comedians heckling other comedians?
Ooh, yeah, jail time.
Jail time.
Yes, of course.
Jail time. Raggedy payments. Jail time.
Jail.
Is that on a comedian or the club?
It could be comedian.
Okay, who is on? The comedy club, whoever is supposed to be paying, the producer, they in the comedy game.
Yep, it's part of the business.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, we're the president of comedy, so.
We're the president of comedy.
Yep.
So anything in the comedy room.
Yep.
All right, so payment, light running.
Heckling by another comedian.
Joke stealing.
I like yours a lot, man. Joke stealing, that shit. Trash,
dude,
bro.
I kid you not, in the barbershop Saturday, this nigga didn't know, like, I'm in the comedy world. He was like, so he was talking to his, he was a barber. He was talking to the guy. He said, listen, so he's like, this here it is. You go to these little white clubs, you figure out which one of these bits resonates with you. You reshape it for yourself.
He's giving you the formula.
No, he wasn't talking to me. I'm just sitting in the chair. You restructure so it fits yourself. He talking to this dude. It was a new comedian.
Professional thief.
He's in jail.
Do the heist. And then I was like, yo, I'm sorry. Do not take this advice. He said, no. I've been doing it for years. Trust me.
Wait. You getting your haircut?
Stop. What is this about, nigga?
No, I'm saying who?
I hope it's not.
What? Yeah, exactly. I'm going there.
Oh, I can show you. Well,
wait, who is this?
I hope it's not. I don't place know.
They need to be exposed.
Okay. Yeah.
If it's not,
a barbershop.
You're thinking the same person. Yeah.
No.
This is a made up story.
It's
a real story.
Say
it's not him.
Kid you not.
It's not him.
I kid you not.
This is a real story.
Is it not him?
Is it not him?
No. It's not somebody we know. I've never seen this dude before.
Okay, so it's not Garrett.
I never thought Garrett.
I just wanted to clear his name.
It's a dude on Florence and Van Ness. And he wears the D1 hat, not D1, D-Nice hats.
Oh, okay.
Dark-skinned black dude, sharp, wearing clothes. And you talk to this young comedian, and I was like, do not take this advice. And then somebody else chimed in, was like, yeah, man, that's not cool. I've been doing promoting for this. Like, a lot of comedians don't like that. I was like, trust me, you will be crucified.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Do not take
this. What did a nice hat say?
He was like, no, I'm not saying take it verbatim. And he like kept trying to like put hood words in it.
Yeah.
Bro.
Nah, take his ass to jail.
Bit. I'll show you how to
do it. In that moment, you're going to be like, boop, boop. Yeah. Neon Lack, president of comedy.
Dang,
take your ass to jail, bro.
Blatantly.
Yeah.
That's sad.
giving tips.
Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, and then had the nerve to tell somebody else that.
100% true. I kid you not.
Jail time.
Jail for sure.
It's like, go to these white clubs.
Yeah.
Jail time.
What you do with these white clubs?
I'm, no. Well, that goes with light running, I guess. So, y'all took all the good ones. The pet peeves. Because I agree with y'all. Y'all took the light running and joke thief is my biggest pet peeves with stand-up.
And non-payment.
Well, yeah.
That payment.
That raggedy payment is the brine number of years to the bitter end.
I guess because I haven't
I'll never work with you again if your shit is raggedy on the payment side.
I could tell you'd be hot, though.
No,
I don't think you're leaving.
No. No.
You taking TVs off
we got
wall.
To work. We're going to work out something. I'm leaving with something.
Niggas talking about why I'm at the barbershop, man. Come on, yo. What is this? Oh, look, this is, I know y'all can't see it. I was at this event right here. So so this is proof that I was at the barbershop. I'm not, people are saying, Deion be lying.
See this shit? Why can't Deion be at the barbershop?
Yeah, like, golly, yo.
You got a beard.
Niggas
just like hanging out.
Deion are you bald?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you went there to get the ball cut?
Over here like this.
Man, you look like you went to get balled it up?
No, I was directing this project.
Oh, so you wasn't there for a cut?
No.
Oh, gotcha.
That's wild.
I couldn't remember if he was bald or not.
I couldn't either.
Once people wear hats, I'd be like, why bald people be wearing hats?
Don't y'all scalp be burning?
So.
In summer? Huh? My dad used to wear them all the time because his scalp would
burn. In the summertime,
burn.
I get it, but this ain't it.
I have, well, a lot of times I don't have my haircut.
Mm. Yeah. Fair enough.
But since I went to that project, I needed to have a haircut because I couldn't have a hat on.
Gotcha. Why don't y'all just let the receding hairline flourish?
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny. I have hair. It's just very spotty.
Why not just let it flourish?
Have a hairline. I still have a hairline.
Just take the hat off, man.
I get the hat. I get it all. I get the hat. If my hair ain't cut, like cut, hat, headband, whatever.
I'll be out here with the raggedy. If you call me, you call me.
No. Yeah. One time we was going to San Diego, Chaz had a hat on, and I was wearing a beanie.
Yeah.
But the weather didn't fit what we had on. So I said, why you got that on? He said, cuz.
He said,
what about yours? And I took it out. I hadn't finished my haircut.
Yeah.
So I just had a bowl cut around here. I said, well, with the beanie on it. So we both revealed, like, why we had it on? I was like, hell no.
You ever see a nigga accidentally, his hat come off? He's like, oh, yeah. Y'all saw that? Like a titty came out. Y'all saw that?
Because I do that often. I do that. Well, like I'll start my hair and be like, I ain't got time.
Right.
So I'll just leave and throw a hat on. And I was like, I'll fade it up later. Yeah. So I walk outside. A lot of times when I'm outside, I have a straight. They're like, you only got a fresh cut. It is a bowl under there. Yeah. And I just don't have a cut.
No lineup.
I used to wear hats for the outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, all right, I'm done with this. Like on stage and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, all right. I was buying hats. I had all kind of Bulls hats. And then I was just like, now they just sitting there getting saggy.
Mm-hmm.
They all piled up on one another.
Yeah.
Like, I might as well just throw these in the...
Being on stage every night can be expensive because you got to wear a different outfit, different shoes every single time.
You don't wear the same shoes.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
It becomes your costume.
Yeah. You don't have to.
I'll be on the road.
When you bald, you got to shave that shit 3 or 4 times a week.
Well, so, I shave every 2-3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my regular routine. Yeah. So, like, I think yesterday I shaved my head. Mm-hmm. So, I'll probably shave it again. What's today? Tuesday.
You use the Andes? Was it Ant? Is it?
I use Bevel.
Bevel?
Mm-hmm.
It don't work
you
with
don't
me.
Be missing hella spots. I'll be missing hella spots.
Sometimes. Yo. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, damn it. I'll already be out and I'll feel like a little tree.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Ah.
You feel it? Yeah. Damn it. When did you start cutting yours?
COVID.
COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Cut you out. Felt these last time.
I was like, nigga, I'm not finna be.
Yeah, that nigga?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I always wore hats anyway, even with.
Yeah.
If you look back on most of my pictures, mm-hmm. always hats.
Hats.
It's worse, man, when you be like, it's time. You're like, shit, you're like, is it really that bad? Because when I'm tall, no one saw the fuck
the
up.
The top.
Yeah.
You can go to Turkey. I'm going to go to Turkey.
Get that Jamie Foxx.
Can't go to Turkey, man.
What's Turkey?
Turkey, they do
that's
the,
where everybody going to get
the hair transplant.
The hair transplant.
That's the man transplant.
But
the
they
man
have
BBL.
To take something to keep it like thick and growing and stuff, you got to take this thing that causes erectile dysfunction.
Oh, damn. No,
so, nope. A boner.
Yeah. So that's why why some people, because I was reading the comments on somebody's page and I saw people saying that. And I was like, oh, that's why people don't be.
Damn.
Because I was thinking to myself, I wonder why more people don't go. Mm-hmm. And then dudes was like, nah. And I was like, oh, yeah, cut the hair off. Take it off.
God, what did LeBron do?
He has a piece. His isn't a regrowth of hair because his be sliding off in the middle game.
No, it used to now because the front stays relatively.
It's just the back that be going like, yeah, all right,
the back be going out.
Because I think he has like a piece.
I remember one time I saw it lifted up,
yeah,
like a toupee.
It came off, yeah.
What are you so obsessed with his hair, man? What does that mean? You're dying it too. It's like, so you's like, I don't want my legacy to be bald.
Which.
So yeah, you don't look as intimidating with your hairline back here.
Yeah, with the ridiculous hairline is always going to be a distraction.
You know what sucks is if this might, the balls like slap by his hair.
Take it off. But it stays stuck on the ball.
Off, he's still playing like this. Like LeBron, stop. Like, what?
Well, that's what happened in the time he did it. AD was like, your hair, like, it was off.
Don't even point it out to me. Like, the point out is even more embarrassing. You're going to be like,
you're going to be dribbling like this. This is the game on the line. You got a big streak missing me. Like, LeBron, you're like, what? You want to pass to you? Like, no, call timeout. For what? The clock is running out.
No, what if he looks up? He's like, oh. He sees it on the jumbo mid-play. Mid-play, he just look up like, damn. Turn over.
Time out.
That's when he wore the headband.
Just give it up, man.
There's that college player that has the receding hairline and the hair on the sides. And he's really
I feel bad when
defense.
A college player be having it.
Young.
I mean,
I was in high school at this point. I seen one dude named Michi. His shit was he had that George Jefferson.
One, yeah.
In high school, I was like, damn.
Why keep the sides going?
Right. I never understood this.
Like Jaheim, he got the sides.
Yo!
Why?
Yo!
I don't get that.
Nothing.
I even understand.
The sides look even more crazy when it's
way crazier. Way crazier.
Like Panthro. Remember?
I even understand.
Like Panthro.
I even understand the ones who thin, you start thinning in the middle, uh-huh. but you still have your hairline and you keep it low. Like Kobe was doing that for a while, but then it started sliding. Like I understand that. But when it's gone this way and you just keeping the sides and back, just.
Kobe wouldn't have been Kobe if this all disappeared. He kept the afro on the side. People be like, nah, that ain't my favorite player.
I hate when they try to do the comb over with black white folks. They had like the long hair right here and they try to comb it forward.
Or this way.
Yeah, over. Yeah.
Why dudes don't be giving a damn? Jason Statham don't care.
I got money.
He let his shadow up and there'd be nothing right here. He'd just be like, this is
still
what
beating
it is.
People up.
Still kicking ass.
He
don't lose no coolness with that.
He got a good head though for being bald.
Yeah. He don't lose no points visually. He'd just be like, all right.
Talk about typecast.
Yeah, but if he
never
grew it out.
His accent.
If it goes any further than where
he
leaves.
If he grew it out,
he grew it out enough to see.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't believe none of his fight scenes.
I need to find a video of him with the hair. I don't know. I think he started off bald.
They say which name had his hair. Captain America had a hair transplant.
Probably the majority of
I get
actors,
that when you're when you're a superhero, you kind of
And you ain't got the head shape for it,
right?
Superman with that haircut,
right?
Just the size.
And for white dudes, honestly, I actually get it. For a white dude to be bald,
or who looks better with just the hair on the sides, the white dudes or the black dudes?
White dudes.
Neither.
I mean, they both look terrible. Better? Why do?
Because I can't think of a like when you go
Sherman
back
Hemsley.
And look. No, it was.
He looked ridiculous.
He still shaped it up.
But he was little and it was like, but you accepted it. But visually, you just like. Even when you go back and look at James Evans, like cast from the 70s,
Carl
actors,
Winslow and
everybody had the bullshit up
James
top.
Evans didn't look that bad.
At the time, I didn't even notice it.
Exactly.
But when I go back, I just be like, damn, that was just...
Like, I'm watching Family Matters with the boys, bro. It's bad.
Winslow had a little about
he had
right
the
here,
top.
Though.
No, but then eventually
he had a diamond.
But then eventually he shaved it off. Like, he went bald.
I don't remember. I never remember Winslow like with the cop. Sides.
Yeah. He didn't have a full. His was just like.
I always remember the little.
It was just raggedy. It was, and then like he had a like, little V up.
I remember the V.
And then he finally just was like.
Shout out to the niggas who be doing the V hairline. They be like, let me see if I can keep. They pushing it back like this. Like, that's, this is how it's supposed to be.
But the cul-de-sac looks better on white dudes.
Danny DeVito has a
good
one.
But they can't go bald. Like, I seen a comedian. You know, he was like, the reason why white dudes do that, because a bald white dude, you're a skinhead. He said, so he said, you can go from, you know, he said, what do you say? If your hair are bald, you go from, hey, brother, to, all right, brother. Like, real quick. He said, like, brothers, you a brother. With us, with a bald head, it's like, hey, brother.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different thing. He was like, nah, man, we can't do it.
Yeah, Michael made it fashionable for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing about white dudes, though, they can't let that cul-de-sac grow out beyond the Jason Statham length.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'll look ridiculous, too.
Absolutely. Like the dad on, what's it? Not King of Queens, but the other one. Everybody Loves Raymond.
Peter Boyle. He definitely had that.
I was Peter Boyle.
He had that for a long-ass time, too.
Everybody always credits Michael for the bald head. It was, what was the singer that plays Chef? He had a baldy back in the 70s.
Oh, Isaac Hayes?
Isaac Hayes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was bald for a long time.
Yeah, but Michael was the one that made it.
Then there was Hawk from Remington Steel.
Didn't know about Isaac Hayes.
The youth
Hawk was bald.
Yeah, he had a cool goatee and everything.
But the kids wasn't watching that.
But the youth went back and was balding their heads. Look at the Fab Five. All them cats was bald.
There was definitely bald cats before then.
Yeah.
Lou Gossett had been bald for mad long.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that Shaq was bald, but he didn't need to be bald.
A lot of players doing that.
I was like, what are you doing, man? You had hair this whole time. Came back with the hairline with the part.
Jalen Rose, he was doing it.
Yeah.
It was bald when he was in college.
Now he got the best shape of ever.
Oh.
Chris Webber was bald.
Fraudulent.
Mm-hmm. He said it's fraudulent.
Yeah, it's not real.
That's Tyrese
not
real. Was bald.
I don't think
for
it's
no
a
reason.
Hair piece. I just think he dyes it.
I think he overdyes it. Yeah.
I don't think I don't think he got a hair piece.
Because he didn't grow it out.
Okay, guys. Sure.
Yeah.
But that black dye is too much.
I need people to transition. Just let it happen, man. Stop dying
your
hair.
Grow old gracefully.
Man. I love my gray.
What kills me about the grays is the women love the grays.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what you dying for?
Salt and pepper. Season
women
everything.
Love it.
I think it's just hard to transition. They're like, is it happening? Like, no, not yet. Not yet. Give me some time.
I love the grays. But not everybody moves according to women. Not everybody like, oh, the women love it. That ain't enough. You got to love it.
I haven't heard nobody say, hey, man, the fellas love it.
No, it ain't about the fellas. It's about you. It's about you liking it. Right, yourself. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not all about.
And what woman's complaining, like, ugh, you got gray?
Oh, right.
Shit, let me go to Just a Men.
Yeah.
Knock the shit.
Now, I get it on an actor tip, trying to get certain roles, stuff like that. I get that. Sure.
Yeah.
I understand that 100%.
Well, that's us.
Yeah.
Turkey, here I come.
We're going out there?
Nah, he's going to be out there.
Come back.
He's going to come back with
doing the stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want the hair or the dick, girl? What you just trying to shove the lift in there?
Be brushing my hair. This is what I'm in the bedroom for, baby. Thought we was about to have sex.
Nah, can't do both. Nah.
But I like, it's not the transplant. It's the stuff you have to keep taking. And I guess it's optional. But the stuff you got to keep taking it for it to not start thinning again.
Oh, shit.
No. Is what causes it
too much.
Ozempic
they got to lead with that.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Because it's too much money.
I'm out.
Hair transplant is like 30 bands, I think.
Oh. They, from what
I heard. Well, Turkey is mad cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you want to get it done
people
here.
People just going.
They're tripping.
And it comes up on like, because I'll see, you know, Dion and Urlacher, they promoted heavy. Uh-huh. And so.
They promote a different one, though. They promote the one that.
Yeah, it's
the one that Delay got out. Is the FUE, something like that.
Yeah,
the FUE.
I don't know what
sold
the.
Out.
You say what?
He sold out.
Urlacher.
He had a nice body.
He did.
Yeah,
his whole career. That was his.
His
brand.
Bald looked better than what he has now.
It
actually,
does. Yes.
Like
he billboarded heavy in Chicago.
It's crazy
that bullshit. Oh Lord! Like when you leave O'Hare, it's mad billboards of that nigga.
Wow.
I'd be like, you sell out.
Damn.
I'd be yelling, man. When y'all go to Chicago, watch.
Is that an insecurity?
What?
When men is like, I want my hair back. Or you think it's like, I just like this look. What do you think?
No, I don't think it's insecurity. I think it's like, man.
I think it's a combination.
Probably.
Or. It could be either one.
Yeah.
As in,
I can't say all of it's
really
insecurity.
Insecure.
And some is all, it's just, this looks just better on me.
I mean.
Like, if you can't move, like, you can't even go outside without.
Yeah.
I don't want to be seen. That's too much, though.
Yeah.
Some people got weird shaped heads and they're like, yeah. I need hair to disguise.
Like, this. I understand L. Cool J's hat. When he finally took it out, we were all like, yeah.
And we don't know what sway hiding up under there.
Oh, boy. That is we have no idea. I am terrified. I don't know what's about to happen.
I no went to see his funny. Dreads without the hat. Where he was
I don't even think he has dreads anymore.
No, not anymore, but at the time he did.
He don't have dreads now?
You've never seen Sway without a hat.
Yeah. He just stuffing it with hats on peanuts.
We can only imagine.
Yeah. I'm surprised that YouTube hasn't snatched it off yet.
Little
Sway up there.
Just,
what?
It's just a little
version of him.
Just up there. Just.
Man, I want to ask.
Neo finally came out the closet.
Yeah.
Start going hatless on a few things.
Mm-hmm. I want to pit this nigga.
Are you hatless now?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Embracing it. Wasn't he hatless in movies?
Yeah, that's how everybody
that's
knew.
That's not my choice.
Yeah.
That's like, Neo, you can't get this pool with this goddamn hat on.
You have to take the hat off.
This is a swimming movie.
Nah, man, I feel like a Tuskegee Airman would have a hat on. You got to take it off, man.
You are a scuba diver.
George Lucas is like, dog, take the hat off.
The cold part of the person that convinced you to take it off, they're like, damn!
Okay, put it back on.
Action! They don't even, you still got to leave it on? You're like, duh!
Action! Say your lines!
They crying, it's single tear. No, it's not that scene yet. They just hurt.
Not that scene yet.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
It's real out here in these hair streets.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that dude's only
Shut
thing?
Shut up, Greg.
Huh? Is that women be going through it too?
No, I'm saying is that dude's only thing though? Is that what like what's dude's other thing?
What you mean?
Like man, as far as you know, the concerns,
man titties,
penis size,
penises.
Man titties, baldness.
Do dudes be caring about man titties? Because niggas be on their shirts off.
Rick Ross be showing.
They just be out.
When you got money, nigga, it don't matter.
Yeah, red, it don't matter.
When you got money, it's like nigga, y'all know.
Fat dudes be just mm-hmm. out.
Man it's titties the in between.
Man titties look crazy in a t-shirt sometimes, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been...
Are they man titties if you all the way fat? Like, there's some dude that be having a man titties, but they not fat.
Yeah.
And it's just weird looking.
This look worse when you're not fat.
When you're not fat and you got them, I understand. Yeah. You're like, you really got titties.
Going
like,
swimming with your shirt on. Yeah. You been there for
in the pool with the tank.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah. Tank top on. You leave it on. You fully in the water. Yeah, tank top. You got the full suit on.
And a see-through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a turtleneck in that mug.
Absolutely.
Don't look at my neck.
It makes it more sexier when you got on the shirt.
And you come out, you're like, shit, it makes
your
it
nipples
worse.
All Cause
now it's like sucking on you. Yeah. Like, no. It's backfired.
Hell yeah.
You know, what's funny is like, I'd rather have, this sounds crazy, I'd rather have a pot belly than man boobs. Cause a lot of big guys have a big stomach, but no man boobs.
Right.
It's a package deal. You gotta have both.
Oh, I mean,
some dudes be flat chested with a gut.
Just hella gut.
They got a cut in their chest and all that, and it's a gut.
Hella gut. I take that over the man boobs.
Right.
Because you're taking the pot belly over the man boobs.
I'll take the belly.
Yeah.
I'll take the belly over love handles. I hate love handles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have a six pack of man boobs, that's a little weird.
Look like a stud. Yeah.
Big hips on a nigga is just
come
crazy.
On, man. Why
I'm sorry.
I'm trying my best. Do my insecurities, man.
It was,
fuck,
Dion. I promise I wasn't for you. I was just thinking about all.
I'm trying my best. I'm like, hope he gets past.
I thought about the hips, but then I was just like,
no,
just sit here.
I was like, shit. I wasn't
DC. Was like, fuck it.
I wasn't thinking Dion when I said it.
Let me skip past this. Damn it,
niggas with Dion. Oh, I can't.
I was not thinking.
You have a good time, Keon.
Dion
here. I'm like, shit. God damn it.
I promise I wasn't thinking Dion.
Were they always?
Come on, man.
We're here.
My kids are watching.
We're here.
Man.
Were they
Don't
always like that,
this.
Or was it
no.
with weight gain?
Oh, shit. No.
Like, hey, was you curvy?
I think
like,
they
were
always there.
What you think it said, curvy?
Child? You been shaking me?
No.
I think it was always
there. We're not doing it. This is money.
Was it money?
Were you you curvy as a child. With the real G's moving silence, yo. The orange story. I like that line. It's pretty funny.
I just want to know, like, 17-year-old, with 17-year-old Deion
thing. No, man, let's do this. That's not
your diapers
this,
didn't
man.
Fit right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The origin hey, yo, man, cut the spray.
I just want to know if it's, it was a thing that developed.
You see a savage, man.
No, it was not for Deion. I promise. I was just saying.
This nigga said Deion.
But it is one, though.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
that's why he said.
I could never live with myself. Because I was those.
Like, oh, none of these niggas are hips. Like, they ain't agree. So I was like, if Chance was here, I would be like, yeah, hips. So I was like,
you would live with
that. I was like, none of these niggas got that. So I'm not. I'm not gonna say that one.
Chaz is hippie too, man. He hippie Longstocker for sure.
I was like, I'm not saying that one. I was like, okay. Because they were like, nigga, it's you. I'm like, okay.
Devin DC.
Oh, it's a dude. It's a dude. Elijah Green. I embrace my curves.
Oh, boy.
Hilarious. The curves.
Yeah, believe it or not. Origin story.
I want to know. Like,
you going with the hips.
Is it always a thing?
Yeah. My mom is very, very curvy. And when I start gaining weight, it definitely goes there first.
Interesting. So, see? That's what I want to know.
I hate it. You got to start wearing.
The origin story.
Yeah, I mean,
you born like that.
Yeah,
because he said he got. Because we know Deion from before. I don't remember him being like that.
He's you're born with it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You don't just get hips because you gain weight. The hips is already in place, and then when you gain weight, it just add to it.
Yep.
You knew that.
No, I didn't. That's why I genuinely asked because I don't remember him having hips before.
Did you have? Was you a chunky at the bottom?
Mm-mm.
You know. He was always bigger at top.
I was actually I was like I was a 10-pound baby, but I was slim.
No, I'm talking about when you're Tony
slim
Bacon
10-pound baby
life.
No. I never really got the hips.
Yeah.
I've always been little in the leg area.
Yeah.
But
this shit, Deion.
I know, man. That's why I was like, I'm not gonna put myself out there.
Go to my fat goes to my love handles and stomach area.
Yeah. My stomach, it'd be
in my face.
Yeah, it goes my stomach and face. Mm-hmm. My mom told me, I was like, what you talk? She was like, men got to watch it in their stomachs. And I was like, yeah, right. And then you get older, you be like, oh, shit. It's really a thing.
I hate when girls, I like it, though. I like
it.
Yeah,
man. I be ready to cuss women out. I like it, though. I be mad. I was mad at my ex-wife. I was like, how you have me out here looking like this?
Yeah.
272, you sat up here with me.
Yeah.
While I was this.
Mm-hmm. And like you can see it coming. You saw it coming.
I was
like,
pissed.
Let me know.
Even when I posted them Tony Bacon pics, you was fine then too. I'm like, fuck you, man.
You're fighting for my life.
I don't want to hear this.
I remember Tony hit me up. This nigga Tony is a monster. Tony hit me up via text message. Hey yo, D.I., ready for some hard hitting.
What do you say?
Be a text message. Hey, yo, Deion, you ready for some hard hitting facts? I said, what's going on, bro? It's time to lose this weight, brother.
Oh, he told you?
You ready for some hard? That's how he started? You ready for some hard hitting facts?
If I can find that bitch, I said. Because I'm thinking, oh, Tony's sexy. Oh, that's what is it? He was like,
nobody.
I need you for blah, blah, blah. He said, time to lose that weight, nigga.
Let me see what I really said. Oh, Lord.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, D.I. be funny.
Nigga, figure it out.
That's hilarious.
You ready for some hard hitting facts?
That's funny.
Go ahead and find it, nigga.
Like, what's going on, Tony?
Tony will be responding back in text messages, man. Funny. Nigga is a terrible person.
He's just looking your search hard hitting facts.
Yeah.
That's hella funny. It?
Oh, Lord.
I would never, D.I.
Yeah, this nigga.
Was it a long time ago?
It was at least 2020.
Oh, this is what.
Go for it. Yeah, there it is.
Here we go. It's 2021.
Yeah.
Damn, this was April.
And I still haven't lost that.
I was about to say it didn't hit.
Yeah, I was like,
did not listen.
Yeah, yeah. Came in hard.
I said, Deion.
Yeah.
With the exclamation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yo, you ready for some hard hitting, unsolicited advice that you didn't ask for? Okay. He was like, I guess I don't have a choice. I was like, you have a choice. You have a choice.
We can stop right
like,
there.
He was like, go ahead and snatch the Band-Aid off TV. I respect your opinion. I was like, it's time to slim it back down. What you been eating out here?
And then
yeah,
did Dion respond to that?
Yeah. He's like, 100% facts. Phil. I was like, cut that shit out, man. I can't let this ride.
He's like, yeah, I was got like, you. All right.
He's like, I got you. You had my word, homie. I'll give you a bi-weekly.
I did not.
Support.
But I respect how Dion took it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Real man stuff.
I gave him the disclaimer. Yeah. I was like, do you want this?
Yeah.
Because it's unsolicited.
He thought it was career something.
Yeah, I thought he was like, yeah, man, I want you to, you know, help me out with blah, blah, blah.
Because I feel like you're not a real friend if you just let 100%. People fuck up. And a 100%. Lot of people that I don't want to hurt their feelings, I'd be like,
yeah.
Okay, wait. Let me ask you, because you bring this up a lot. If I say that to somebody, are they going to take it?
We don't want to hear wait from you.
Exactly. So you can't say somebody's not a real friend if they can't hear from certain people.
We don't want to hear from you.
Okay. So then that's why I said you can't say it's you're not a real friend if you can't, because some people are handcuffed by, so you'd be like, all right.
You don't know struggle.
So then you have to take back your original statement. That doesn't count.
I'm a real friend. Like if somebody... Let's say somebody's
Tony's
struggling
been
with drug
fat before.
Let's say
that's
somebody's,
fine.
Let's say somebody's struggling with drug abuse. I would feel less comfortable talking to them about how to get out of that because I've never been addicted to drugs. So I'd be like, I'm concerned, but I wouldn't be like, yo, man.
You ready for these hard
it's like
then what? So then what's the, it can't be then you're not a real friend then. What's the...
You know, it's funny, on the flip side.
What's the thing?
Because you're saying you're not allowed to be a real friend.
Exactly. So what's the thing?
Because
what's the proper protocol? If you see somebody.
You got to fall off. You got to let your body fall off for a little bit.
Say somebody else, I got to fall off. Yeah, and let's do it together.
Get to the fat side.
To be relatable.
And then we want to hear from you. All right, you know the struggle, kid.
When I first met Tone, I was really thin, right? And I remember telling Tony at Denny's, and I was telling this, you know, when you thin, you got all these little facts. And then Tony was like, oh, how much he loves cereal. I was like, yeah, you gotta stop fucking with that cereal, man. You ready to start?
Because I didn't know you had just lost mad weight.
Yeah.
I just met you as, you know.
I don't even know if this is accurate.
It's probably not, knowing you.
Yeah. I was like, you gotta stop fucking with that cereal, man. I love cereal. Tony was on the big side at that time.
I still love cereal.
Yeah,
cereal will be all good.
I was like, because your body don't know if it's like liquid, if it's just solid, so it takes a long time to break down.
Damn, making up all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know. And he was like, word. And then I remember, like, it was all at the Denny's, and everybody was like, yeah. Like, so that's why I stopped fucking with the cereal, man. And, you know, I started doing little vegetables, this, because I was a part of the weight loss program. That's what the guy told me. Okay, so I don't know if it's a fact. I didn't Google anything. So I'm telling all the comics at the Denny's, and I remember Tony was like, well, what if it's like oatmeal or something like that?
Follow up. Follow up, McGee.
I got you, brother. Yeah, I got you. What you got to do is get the whole grain. So when you text
now,
like, come on, man.
I'm trying to look at you now.
Yeah. Now the tables have turned. But this time next year, it's happening.
What?
I'm going to be.
Putting the stress on you?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
What you doing?
As in, I'm going to lose. What's the day? Mark this right 26. Here. March 26th.
What you doing?
Come on.
What you doing?
Man, you have no
I believe.
Tell us what you're
doing.
Next year on the 27th.
I'm going to go hard.
Starting today?
And it's not even a starting today thing. It's starting. It started last week.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh.
When it comes to working out. Come on, Kiana.
I'm listening. I'm just listening. I'm just sitting here.
It's like if you give him a first impression, it's like, yo, trust me, I'm funny. He's like, you funny? Okay, let's see how this goes.
I'm like, you've done it before.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go hard. Because here's the thing. I know what the issue is. I'm a problem with free food.
And it's all year round.
And it's
in your business.
We go on production.
Yeah,
and
for
you,
sure.
Yeah,
that grazing is tempting.
I understand.
Grazing,
that.
You got to have a lot of self control on these sets, bro.
And especially when you're hungry.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to use my money for something healthy. I know it. You'd be like, I could eat this, or I could go to blah, 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 or I can go home to cook. And it's like, man, or I could eat this free shit.
Right.
And I know that's the issue.
I get it.
So. Yeah, I just really got to have a lot of discipline when it comes to foods that's killing me.
I feel that, Dion.
Yeah, so that's the...
How you going to combat this?
Well, I just have to, if I have people around me, like if I like Twills or my producing partner, if I have them around me to kind of like, because I don't buy bad foods. I don't buy ice cream, cakes, right. Like shit like that. There,
like what you ate today?
Yeah. Like, oh, it's free.
The bagel with the thick cream cheese,
the thick ass
oh, so
cream
much cheese
yeah. slab in the middle.
It looked like a tuna sandwich.
So and that's just to get your day started.
That means good morning.
You're not even going. You still going to hear rock bottom?
Because he said already been on it. Have you been on it? There was a lot of cream cheese.
I'm talking about working out.
Sandwich. He's like, I already been on it about a week now. Out.
Really? Yeah, that's why I was just.
I'm working out, y'all. But yeah, it's going to change.
I believe in you, Deion.
Yeah. So March 26th, you'd be like, yeah, wow, Deion did it. Okay.
I'm not gonna say I believe in you, but I'm gonna hold you accountable.
Sure. Sure. Please.
I believe in you.
I believe. We've
done it before.
I'm rooting for you.
Yeah.
But to get my belief, I got to see the consistency for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Where are you trying to get back to?
Doritos, Deion? That's 235.
You didn't look 235 on that.
On what?
I'm 6'4".
Deion's a tall dude.
He is. I'll be forgetting.
So
how
much you think I weigh right now? I don't. No one ever believes me.
280.
Nobody doesn't. I don't care about my weight. I don't care about weight height.
I don't know.
No.
I'm saying about 255.
Is that too high?
No.
3 flat.
No.
315.
320.
296.
320.
350.
Ooh.
Damn.
What was that, Tony?
Yeah.
You don't look it, bro. That means you carry
it
well.
People always
he's wearing all black.
350?
Yeah, I'm 350.
Yeah. Look at D.
That's a price.
That shot.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you don't look it.
I appreciate it.
And you said you was 235 back in the
235 is my lowest as an adult.
You want to get back to that or no?
No.
What you want to be at?
That was, I would love in a perfect world to be 250.
Let's get it, shall we?
250, 275.
Yeah. You get to 235.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go 240.
240?
You're going to be hella skinny. You're going to
where you live at?
Where do I live?
Like what city?
Downtown.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
Y'all just gave
yep, that bad. About to be like, come on, bro. And then, nah, I ain't going out.
Yeah, you live in your own. You live in the worst region in Los Angeles, downtown.
You on your own.
Let me tell you what helps me a lot with my cravings and the intermittent fasting helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I turn that clock on, it's like, it's holding me accountable right there on the phone.
You're not
so
eating
just
before
like,
12?
Huh?
We're not eating before what?
I just make sure I do 13 hours of fasting and then I don't eat past 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
too late.
That's the general rule. Mm-hmm. So, and that late night eating, that's not really a real thing.
It's not.
Because I'm up. Mm-hmm. I'm still active at 10 p.m. So it's mm-hmm. not like I'm in the bed at 8. That's for people that be in the bed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bed, y'all, at 8:30 p.m.
Yeah.
So, you know, we be up late. So the intermittent fasting helps a lot. Because that's going to keep calories off you
right.
for a long period of time.
So you get 9 hours, what is that, 11 hours to eat whatever you want?
It really depends. Like for me, like today I probably won't eat until 3:30, 4. And so.
And that would be 13 hours off.
It's really going to be, so I turned my clock on last night at 8:40. So I stopped eating at 8:40 p.m. So I'm going to go all the way to about 3:30. Whenever I get out of here at 3:30, then I got to drive home. So it might be 4. And then that's when I'll eat. And then so I got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe a 6-hour window. But if I just cook my usual, I'll probably eat that by 7 something.
You eating whatever in that window or just you still keeping it relatively
healthy? Oh, keeping it. It's not filth.
Yeah.
It's just my usual protein smoothie or avocado toast or overnight oats. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. within the window, the fasting, and then within the window, there's no bullshit in there really of like fried, sugary, and I haven't been eating sweets either. But you know, that's a lot to ask for.
My problem is when people like free food, and I absolutely hate seeing food go to waste.
Me too.
Oh my god,
I loathe it.
Is anybody want these platter of cookies? You be like, y'all want these? I'm like, please get them away from me.
And then
Please, like, all right, we're gonna throw them away. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Well, if it's not my food and it goes to waste, I'll just be like, whatever.
God!
Me, it's like, if you come to my house and it's get together, take the food with you.
Yeah.
I'll be violent about it. I'll be like, yo, take this
Please
shit.
Take
Please.
It. Yeah.
Please.
I remember.
I don't want it in the house because I'm going to eat it.
I remember I was ketoing and we had Harvest Studios and they had a platter of cookies and nobody wanted them. Still wrapped up in the plastic.
Soft?
And, yeah. And the catering lady was like, does anybody want these cookies? I'm about to throw them away. And I was like, lying to myself. I said, I can give them to somebody homeless or something.
You was at home first.
I'm driving home like.
You ate them on the streets.
Nobody gives homeless people cookies.
I'm looking at them the whole time like.
The cookie was like,
come on, sit up here with me. Come back there by yourself for.
Come take this chocolate chip. Give me these cookies and hand
it. Put the seatbelt over it.
Yeah.
Cookies was like,
yeah. Have your way with me.
You finished them?
No, I didn't finish them. No. So I went home. This is what happened. So I would say it was at least like 60 cookies, right? Platter, big plate.
Ooh.
And had them in my front. And then I was like, at least I can get to my kids. So I was like, hey, kids, y'all want cookies? They was like, ugh, oatmeal? Ugh, macadamia? Where the chocolate chips at? And I was like, please.
Just help me. Help me.
Please devour these cookies. They were like, ugh, you can get rid of those. I'm like, I have to get rid of this myself. I'm sorry, kids. I gotta do this.
Like, I'm Dad, sorry, no. Little one.
Like, get off me. They're like, Dad, get off me. I gotta do this. They said, Dad went face first. Oh my God, dude. And that's how I broke my keto, man. I was so pissed. I was like, and you know, you remember on Finding Nemo? When Bruce got that blood, and he said,
oh, yeah.
Oh. And his eyes turned black, like, oh. I remember that sugar. I said, oh, God.
It was a rush.
Man, because I haven't had sugar in like 6 months. And I was like, oh, man. Here we go. There it is. I thought it was going to be just like one cookie. That said, we back, baby. And I never stopped eating sugar since 2018.
Deion had that cookie.
Damn.
I said, it just keeps calling me.
Damn.
I was in the corner like, I'm sorry, kid. Call your mom. Tell him I'm sorry.
The fact that there was no help, though.
Yeah. They said, I don't want none of this.
Yeah. Go, right? Get this shit out of here, Dad.
I got no choice. I got no choice, sorry, kids.
Dad, no. Don't do this.
Which cookies did you go in on the
macadamia
most?
Macadamia and white chocolate, yo.
Oh, you went for the worst of the two. You went for the worst of the two.
Oatmeal raisin.
He was like, oatmeal raisin.
No. Fuck that.
Macadamia is underrated, sorry.
What's that, movie with Wesley Snipes early on? His dad was on drugs.
Jungle Fever?
Wildcats?
No, his dad was on drugs, and his brother was the dude from Five Heartbeats.
Oh, Sugar Hill.
Sugar Hill.
That's
nigga. You looked I'm sorry. Oh.
Not in front of my kids.
Clarence.
Clarence Williams III.
That was tragic, man. Yeah. That movie was hard. Because
Bill Weasel always like, no, not in front of my kids.
Not in front of my kids.
No, God. Oh, God. No, God.
He shot his legs up. Oh, man, this shit was tragic.
Yeah, yeah.
That opening scene when they watched the mom OD.
Man.
Yeah.
That shit haunted me. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
This how we opened in the film?
Yeah.
90s was something else.
Yeah. Get that hard hitting.
That hard hitting stuff in the 90s.
I said Wildcats.
Yeah.
You, that was Goldie Hawn. Well, you said right. Early Wesley. So yeah, that was Wesley. Early Wesley.
Yeah, yeah.
The Wildcats.
This is dark, but have you ever seen somebody early. Die in front of y'all?
Die in front of us?
Like that scene.
No.
Yeah, I never seen it. I was like, damn, that is tragic, dude. That will be trauma.
Oh man, I can't imagine
to see somebody's life.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Mom, thanks for going dark,
dude. I'm sorry, man. I just thought about that. It is trauma. Yeah, I seen the dog get euthanized. What they call it?
Yeah, euthanized. Yeah,
I seen it, and you just see.
You can see the light. Room?
Yeah, it was my dog, man. My mom did it to me.
Waiting room.
My mom did it to me.
Oh, she took you in there.
Yeah, as I was my dog Fred.
Uh-huh.
Since I've been born up until I was nine,
And I watched him get, you know, put to sleep.
Damn. Yeah, I would have told the kids he ran away. Like, yeah, the dog ran away.
That's not, always no, the...
This is your responsibility. You going to sit here.
Yeah.
Deion, at that moment, he just grabbed the cookie. What that dog did.
Man. That's tough to see.
Yeah. I didn't know what was happening. She's like, Dad, she's like, Deion, you want to see him? You want to give him one last, like, goodbye? And I was like, what's happening? And I was like, bye, Fred. And then...
So is it bye, Fred?
But he was like, and it's like,
oh, God damn!
And his tongue was hanging out. And I was like, I just thought he was just asleep. And I was like, all right. And then it didn't register until like a couple days. I was like, is Fred dead? And it was like, and then my mom was like, yes, baby. Yes.
Yeah, you dumb nigga, you're watching.
I wonder if her yes was like, this nigga. Like, I wonder if her yes wasn't even...
Three days later.
Stupid ass kid.
I didn't get it.
Your mom was like, are you seriously asking this? I took you to watch it.
I didn't register.
Where you was at?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
Yes. And then my mom tried to get another dog and call him Fred too.
No.
Fred 2 or just Fred?
Fred 2 or Fred?
Fred number 2 or Fred 2?
Oh, wow.
As in T-O-O.
I thought you meant T-W-O.
Look, hello. Moyo knows this story. She's been following, you know, she knows this story. Please confirm, Moyo.
Fred 2?
Yeah.
This is Fred.
Mm-hmm.
No, it ain't.
I've been telling the story numerous times.
Damn.
And I was like, Mom, no, we can't do this. And it wasn't the same dog.
Oh, it was a different breed.
Totally different dog. It was like a cocker spaniel. Yeah.
It was a female. Fred too.
It was definitely a
non-binary dog.
Fred too.
This is Fred too.
When this dog identifies as Fred.
This is a salamander, bro.
Fred too.
Dead? You got a good mom,
oh, boy.
Man.
Yeah. Fred too, and I was like, no, Mom, we can't do this. And then she tried to like, no, it's cool, it's fine, it's totally fine. And she I didn't you know, gravitate to it, so she gave it to the neighbor. Yeah.
Oh, you weren't messing with Fred too?
No, because I was like, no, we can't just play. Yeah. And I never had pets from that day. I was like, okay. I don't.
If she would have just got you a dog and named it something else, you think you would have been good?
I didn't register what was happening. I was like, we can't just replace my friend so quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure we can.
You need a moment.
What you call him Fred?
Because I was crying so much about Fred. Yeah. And she's like, oh, I got you. And she tried to like quickly. Like,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Like,
she
no.
threw the fish tank at you.
Right.
Right. This is a goldfish.
It's emotional attachment.
Fred. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. I was devastated when Fluffy died.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Fluffy got hit by a car. I was done.
Yeah. You saw it?
No.
I heard about it.
I think my mom saw Fluffy, and she recognized it because his tail was like super bushy.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
And then the tail was the, and she told me that I was done.
Mm-hmm.
I was going just on outside. The drive by. She's like, "Oh shit, that's Fluffy's tail."
No, we ain't had no cars, so she walked on the streets.
Is it me, or does it feel like pet doctors are new, like hospitals? Cause I remember when my dogs
like
got hit.
Veterinarians?
Well, not veterinarians, like shots and stuff. But like, I never remembered like a dog getting surgery or like broken bone.
Yeah, oh, they've always had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all just didn't take.
We
him
we did
yeah.
not. Yeah, we it was like, it. Well, like,
he got his leg broke. Now man, he's just gonna walk funny.
We like, man, I ain't got the money for that. I'm sorry.
I be feeling bad for those people that be having like squirrels in the community that are pets that actually like come and deal with them, because I know. They live in fear of, like, because squirrels, you always see them getting hit by cars.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. I'd be like, how do they do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
One falls move, right out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how come such and such?
And how can they tell the difference between them sometimes?
Sometimes they be looking different. Mm. Like, you can get, like, a chubby one or, you know, one's blacker than the other one. You know, you can tell. But for the most part, they be looking the same. But there's always some. You'd be like, oh, that's...
Yeah, but that would scare me if that was like my homie.
Yeah,
and him going out everyday life trying to like run across the street or something. I'd be like, oh,
you'd be like, damn.
Yeah. I hope you make it home.
Right.
Just imagine DC in the blind.
You know, my baby. Yeah.
Damn. Damn. Shit. They done got him.
They done got him.
I told that boy.
Man.
Got him.
Told that boy.
Some cars, man.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Another fucking story.
hitting, I hit a dog.
Oh, shit.
Listen, this on Obama Boulevard, I seen that dog run across, and I was like, now stop, now sit. There's nothing I can do.
You kept going?
I stopped, and it was like, motherfucker, you killed my dog.
Oh, they said that?
And I was like.
Someone seen you?
I was like, what can I do? I'm not going to pay for it. And I was just like, oh, I mean, it ran out in, it right. ran out in the yeah. street. And I was just like,
you really have to hit.
I'm driving 35 yeah, miles an hour. Yeah. I didn't kill it. I don't know what I did. He wasn't moving. So I was like, this nigga could kill me.
But how bad he was.
So I was like, you killed my dog. Oh my God. Mom. I was like,
you drove?
Yes.
Mom?
Yes. He was like a 17-year-old. Mom. Like, yeah. He's like, you killed my dog. Yeah. And I was like, should I get out? And I looked in the rearview mirror and I was like.
He was running up the street real
like the Terminator.
Did the kid go get his mom or was he still at the scene?
Well, it was across the street and the dog ran past traffic across the street and I hit it. And I was like, it's up under my car.
Oh.
And so I was like.
You a criminal, dude.
Yeah. Because so I hit a cat murder. And it
so you stopped right and there and then you slowly
moved forward and I was like, should I get out?
Yes.
And
so you felt the
and do what?
Talk to the people.
Take accountability.
Give me your number, man. You gonna pay for this. Nigga, your dog is jaywalking.
I mean, I don't blame you for hitting the dog because that was out of your control.
Yeah, yeah, but leaving.
But no, accountability.
I was like, I was in the hood and I could have been like, nigga.
It was a black kid. It was a black kid.
I get it.
Niggas, yes, it's a black kid. I can't say it like that.
I gotta be like, I'm sorry, dude.
I mean,
leaving is crazy.
Leaving is wild, yeah, man. You a mad man.
I'm sorry.
I get his fear
because I essentially killed a friend, or I can't say. I don't know if I killed it.
Right.
No. You heard the kid say, "Mama, the dog's dead.
I mean, you killed my dog." And I was like,
that's pretty much
like,
confirmation.
When you hear somebody who's like, this is fighting words. This is.
I get the fear.
Deion went straight fear. I
understand it. Fight or flight. He fled.
I get it.
What would you do?
Call the police.
I know Tony.
You know I'm getting out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to stop and be like, I'm
getting out.
Kid.
I'm throwing hands. I'm doing
give me your money, man. Come on, man. Give me your information.
Take the money there.
Really?
My bad, dude.
You know, it's not my. Nope, I'm not doing that. Your dog ran. You should have had. Why didn't you have? Now I'm flipping it. I mean, yeah. Why didn't you have a dog?
Yeah,
why
wasn't he on the leash? Than that. Legit,
not if you, not if you attack me and I got to pay for it. Fuck that.
I'm going to be like, hey, easy, man. We can figure this out.
It depends
on how many people come out that house. I'm not talking like that if niggas come out.
Yeah, they come out like training day.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Had the dog out.
No, I'm already out. Yeah, I'm out. I'm going to be talking respectfully.
Yeah! I'm going to be talking respectfully. Like, listen, man. Hey. He just ran out in front. I don't know what you wanted me to do.
I'm apologetic. Hey, I'm sorry. Yeah. Especially that felt going
into
the car.
No, I'm sorry.
And the back tire hit it too.
I'm genuinely sorry, but don't blame me.
Turn the car off.
No,
give me your keys.
Okay. No, I'm not giving you my keys.
I'm going with that.
I'm not giving you my keys.
Stay here, man. Stay here, bro.
I'm right here, but
hey, call Uncle Juroy.
What's his name?
Uncle Juroy.
Who is that?
About. You know what, Deion? You're right.
No, that's where you're supposed to leave.
No,
that's leavable.
The fact even getting there, you're right.
That's leavable.
You're right. That's supposed to leave. Turn the car off, nigga.
You're right.
No, hell no. Call Uncle Juroy.
Yeah, what's his name?
Juroy. It's like a combination of Junebug and Leroy.
The neighbor. I trust that the neighborhood was bad enough for you to be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I trust you.
Nah. I was definitely on a sketchy street. I was nervous because I definitely was like,
So when you hit the dog, the kid said, "Hey, you killed my dog."
Killed my dog. I don't know if I did or not.
That could have been a good family.
You didn't even stop the car.
Well, as soon as he said "mom," I was like, "This feels like."
Did he say "ma" or "mom"?
Ma.
Oh.
Okay.
Cause I'm like, he calling people now.
If you said mom, I'd have been like, all right, I'll get out.
I see him.
Okay, if you stop.
And I was like, I'm looking at Rivy Mel's dog. I see the dog. I was like, oh, the dog's a bunny here. So I moved a little bit further. You killed my dog.
It might have still been alive, but you moved a little bit further.
Like, you wanted him to see the dead dog, so you moved up.
Yeah.
Dog was like.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see the dog.
So you never even saw the dog, though.
Kept going, and it was a speed bump.
It wasn't a speed bump.
No, that was
the dog.
No, so me looking in the rearview mirror. Look, this is the funny thing. Me looking in the rearview mirror,
I'm like, what's about to happen? I hit another speed bump. I was like, oh, it's another dog. So I thought it was another dog.
You just serial killing dogs
on the way home?
No.
That would have been a news story. There's a serial dog killer.
Man.
Two on the same street would be.
Yeah, we got a picture of the assailant, Dion. Like.
They never got your plates, huh?
I'm sure they did. I had myself a Lincoln Continental, man.
Damn.
No, Buick Roadmaster.
Somebody gonna watch this.
Car is gonna take you out.
That's the nigga.
That's the one.
That's the nigga.
How long ago was this?
Shit. Remember my they called the Lagmobile?
I remember the K. You had a Cadillac too at one point.
No,
right?
It was the Buick Roadmaster.
Yeah, the Buick. I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah. And that mug is a steel T model.
Oh yeah,
that hard metal.
That dog died.
Yeah,
he did. He dead.
Yeah. On impact.
Yeah. That was on impact.
He dead for sure.
That was it.
Yeah.
My
first scoop.
Yeah, I was fouled, little boy. He had the shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
He had the shirt on?
Yeah. I get to drive
off, bro.
He had the shirt off?
Yeah, I was fine with him because I was like, he doesn't look threatening. And it wasn't like, it didn't like he had anything in his hand. I was like, oh, no. Ma! Wow, shit.
People.
Shit. I'm out.
But the fact that he called his mom.
Who else? Who else you going
to
call?
He had to call.
I'm just saying that softens him a little for me.
Well, I mean.
If he was really dangerous, he'd have handled that himself.
I mean, I don't know what mom got, you know.
Well, yeah.
You know, mom.
He sounds like he was like 11.
No, he was about. Because
a 17-year-old don't be like, mom!
If he was really about the streets,
I'd say about 16, 17, man.
And he had shirt off, cut up.
This Dion. This kid was six.
Like, Dion do
now,
be fumbling.
Now that
the story be changed.
That's why he said it. Mom, he probably cried. He probably had his shirt off because he was in diapers, nigga. It probably was a baby. And Dion
got to make him seem older Dion so he don't look so bad.
It was a whole toddler, bro.
No, man.
It was a toddler in diapers.
No.
No.
I wish my daughter was old enough to remember this story.
She was in the car?
She was in the car, man.
Oh, you did it in front of the baby?
You made her an accessory?
Jesus.
Oh, goodness.
Dion.
He showed her no accountability. Like, this is what you do, baby. You hit the dog and you keep going.
Now she's going to be in relationships.
I got to protect my baby.
She's going to be in relationships. I got to
protect my baby. Let me call her right now.
Man.
Remember that time we hit the dog, baby?
You're going to hit that dog.
Can I pet that dog?
Can I hit
Can that dog?
Can I pet that dog?
Can I pet that dog?
DC, where you at, man?
I'm chilling. I'm relaxing.
Oh.
Yeah, we relaxing. Yeah.
Finally.
Relax. I'm going to do some LA stuff. So I'll pop up. Okay. But slide to my DM and buy you some Prove It t-shirts.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll start promoting my other shows next week.
Yeah. Gregory.
It's going to be at Craig Wans on everything. Thank you for the birthday wishes, too. Appreciate it.
Birthday McGee.
Yeah.
Dion.
I'm reading y'all comments, yo. Follow me, D-I-O-N-L-A-C-K, Dion Lack on all platforms. Lactose E-N-T, L-A-C-K-T-O-A-S-T, like the bread. ENT.com, YouTube, and all that other good stuff.
Yeah. Keon?
KeonPulley.com on everything. Also, I've created a link tree that's attached to my IG and stuff now, so you can just click there immediately for tickets to shows and stuff like that. Next one coming up is at Flappers, April 8th, Monday, Under the Radar show. I got the four comics that I want y'all to see. Yeah, just KeonPulley.com on everything or go to the link tree and all my stuff is there for merch, for all the shows. I'm coming to your cities. BFFs on Amazon Prime. That's it.
Nana P, I'm sorry. Just t-shirts right now. Only hoodies I have are size mediums. Go ahead.
Check out Verbal Cardio. New episodes drop every Wednesday. New Ball Brothers episode is up. They drop every Tuesday. Stay tuned for movie reviews for Ghostbusters Afterlife, Imaginary, and X-Men 97. So I'll be doing reviews for those. Don't forget to pull up on those. If you are in the LA area, next is Tony Breaking Friends, April 29th. We appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for pulling up and rocking with us and hanging out with us in the Chatsworth. And we out.
Have you seen this before?